from the time a play is written to its opening night and closing night can take months, years or even centuries. But this week at the Abbey, the entire process will be condensed into a single day. The 24-hour plays will be written, performed for the first and last time in one day. And here to tell us more about that process is producer Philip McMahon, writer Rosha Gowan and performer Aengus Og McAnally. Philip, I'll start with you. When you first contacted, I think it was the project, in fact, about this, the idea was already in existence. It was a happy coincidence.
There was a serious case of coincidence going on, because I had a charity, which was Dublin Youth Theatre, which I had been a previous member and a previous board member, and I was looking to do something that was meaningful and that could create some money for the organisation. And so I went to Project Arts Centre and I was onto them about doing the 24-hour plays. Now, 24-hour plays had been done by Carl Shields and a number of the other performers about 10 years before, and I kind of thought of resurrecting it for the charity. And when I went to Project, I went to Keane O'Brien, and he said, "Oh, actually, there's this wonderful woman called Eva Scanlon, who's a producer, and she is also on to me about doing the 24-hour plays, but she doesn't yet have a charity, so, you know, the meeting of minds could be very serendipitous."
Now, you're involved in the whole casting side of this.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, you managed to get Keith
Duff. What you're going to do there is I'm going to get hundreds of emails now when I go home.
No, because I will name some names, yeah. And you can tell me how you got these people.
Yeah, sure.
Your cast this year includes Keith Duffy from Boyzone on Coronation Street, Yasmin Akram from Sherlock, and lots of the Love, Hate and Vikings and the Guard people. Do you literally just ask people to become involved in 24-hour plays, or how did you go about casting? Because it's a massive project.
Yeah, it's a process that takes about 6 months, and a lot of it is, it's very unscientific and very undemocratic, and a lot of it is asking people out of the blue. And the event has now gained enough traction, and it's been such a success that people really can't say no to it. But the other happening is that you know, people that we know for many years have suddenly become famous, and so that really helps. And so people that you know that have been knocking around for years have suddenly, you know, got a hit. You can call on them as well, you know.
We should just explain actually the format of the day itself.
Sure.
How many plays will there be, and how does the day actually work?
Yeah, there'll be six new plays. So there are six writers, six directors, and about 24 actors. And then there's about 20 people backstage as well. So it's a massive crew. And so over the 24 hours, everybody will meet this Saturday night at 8:30. They will introduce themselves. The actors will bring a prop and a piece of costume to give some suggestion to the writers of jumping off points. Then all of the actors will go home, or they'll go to the pub or whatever it is actors do after a meeting. And then the writers, bless them, have from 11 p.m. until 6:30 a.m. to write a new play.
7.5 hours, Rosha, to write a new play. How daunting is that?
Pretty daunting now, to be honest, Sean. Yeah.
So how will you approach it? You know, have you any idea how you're going to go about it? Do you even have ideas in your head now, or is that allowed?
I don't know how allowed it is. I'm trying to block it out so that I not think about it until I get there, because if I did think about it, I worry that I mightn't actually show up.
And it's a 10 minute piece, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, I have worked to deadlines, and I'm good with I need a deadline to get anything done, but this kind of is taking the biscuit a little bit.
And the writing side of things, because, I mean, a lot of people know your work as a producer. Mm-hmm. Has writing been going on quietly alongside all of that?
Well, I used to write for television, and then I stopped, and because I found it very stressful, actually. So this is going to be, but I have been thinking for quite a while that I needed to start writing again. So when Philip asked, aside from the fact that I'm a huge fan of Dublin Youth Theatre and felt like I couldn't say no to anything that would support such an amazing organisation, I also felt like maybe this is great, this is going to stretch me, this is going to put me under pressure. I'll have to start writing again because I have to produce the goods. But now I'm really wishing I could step back in time and tell myself to cop on.
And you don't even have, you have no idea how many characters you will use. Are any of those criteria set out beforehand?
I believe that the way it works is that we'll show up and we'll meet all the actors, and then they'll leave, and then the writers and directors kind of have a cat fight among them over who gets to work with who. So I think it's best to kind of have a few vague ideas not to dwell on them too seriously, and then just hope that, you know, say a prayer to Dionysus at 11:30 on Saturday night.
7.5 hours to write a play is one thing, Aengus Og McAnally. I mean, if you get a script in the morning and you were going to an audition, you'd be happy to have the day to read it and then go to the audition. This is quite a pressurised aspect for you guys, because I guess you can be in more than one of the six plays.
My understanding is we only do one.
You're only
mercifully
one.
Which okay. is okay, because we only have that one day to rehearse it. I, for my sins, was involved in the first year of this back in 2012, but a bit like childbirth, I've blanked out the pain of that year and I've agreed to come back for this year.
Never experienced.
Yes, indeed. But no, it's an amazing night for audiences to come and enjoy. As I said, I was involved in the first year, but every year since, I buy my brother a ticket for his birthday, because it is the best night out you'll have in a theatre this year. Like you said, the cast is incredible, the list of writers and directors we have. It's a wonderful night for audiences to come together and kind of celebrate Irish theatre.
So is it a case of six writers and six directors?
Yeah.
And they will be absolutely, whatever number of actors you have then, could there be some poor actor who's told, thanks very much for coming into the meeting this evening, we don't need you tomorrow?
No, thankfully. No, we like to respect the fact that people have given up their time. As Rasha kind of mentioned, we cast the plays before they're written. So a writer will go into the room knowing they've got, you know.
All right.
Those five Polaroids become their kind of touchstone for the 7.5 hours, which is nice. They've got to meet all of the people so they can hear the voices and that kind of thing. So it's kind of really fun. You're kind of really putting the cart before the horse.
There's also the aspect that this will be performed on the set of the current production in the Abbey, She Stoops to Conquer, yes?
Correct.
So to what extent will that feed in? Do you think, you know, the fact that they know, well, that's the set I have behind me, how will that feed into the
frocks,
writing?
I think.
Frocks.
And I'm demanding a grand entrance down that staircase.
And wakes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The Abbey are very flexible. Just one memo is no sliding down the banisters.
Because there is a huge, big staircase.
There's a huge staircase on the set of the current production. So it's really fun. Last year it was on the set of Scythe, and the year before it was on the set of The Dead. And so, of course, that adds an extra dimension for the writers to think about. They've got that whole architecture to work with.
You've got 10 minutes is what the each play will end up being. What do you think you can get into 10 minutes, Rasha?
Well... 10 minutes can be a lot longer than you think they can, Sean. You know, bad 10 minutes is
bad 10 minutes on radio is an hour and a half.
Exactly. So I would say, you know, Fish Amble did a thing, have done a series of these 3-minute plays, and also there, you know, you can do a lot in a short space of time. So I would hope to achieve some sense of characters well drawn, beginning, middle, and end. And if that happens, and there are a couple of cheap gags, we'll hope that that's the kind of base point and that it'll go better from there.
From previous manifestations of 24-hour plays, have we seen plays that have gone on and been developed from that 10-minute idea into something bigger? Has that happened, or is that even is that part of the process, Philip?
That's not really part of the process from our point of view. So basically everybody is free to do whatever they want with the work afterwards. I do believe that a couple of them, certainly between the writer-director pairings, they've gone on and they've used that as kind of a jumping off point onto something else, or relationship stars, or actors that have never met each other get to work together. So there's a really nice sense of that things can go elsewhere. But for us, we're about creating the event on the night to raise money that goes directly to the charity. That's kind of where our remit starts and ends.
Explain a bit more about that fundraising side of it. It is for the Irish Youth Theatre.
For Dublin Youth Theatre.
Dublin Youth Theatre,
which is the oldest youth theatre in the country. And, you know, it's been churning out monsters like me and various other artists for years, and is an incredible resource for our young citizens. And so I think we're approaching something like, after this one, we will have raised over about €35,000 for the charity. And... and the nice thing is that then, as youth theatre members get a bit older, they're kind of brought into the process as well. For instance, Dylan Coburn Gray, who is a recent ex-member, is one of our writers this year. And so it kind of has a nice sense of taking from the youth theatre and giving back as well.
From your previous experiences in it as a performer, Aengus Og, what was the highlight? What was it about the condensed experience of rehearsing, you know, blocking out and I presume you don't learn. You're reading off book, are you?
No, you learn it all. There is no one has scripts in hand. It is that terrifying.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. So you got to get it into you in that kind of 8 hours of rehearsal. You got to get that play in, which is terrifying and brilliant. But the great thing is, it's kind of, if you can imagine the thrill of putting on a play condensed into a supercharged adrenaline shot straight into your arm. And part of the magic of it is that, you know, there's always the risk with the unique nature of a live experience that something magical could happen or it could all fall flat on its face. And given that you've seen the calibre of writers, directors and stars that we have there, I think for the audience, they do feel part of that very special live experience. And it's why it's such a great night out for them.
And you're through the looking glass because it's the only time that as an actor, you're hoping you get the smallest part. And it's the only time that if you do something wrong on stage, you gain points and the audience really go with you.
All right. Can you do? Would you be able to name the six writers? I have some of them here in front of me.
Ah, no.
All right. Well, the writers include John Butler, Rosha, who is here in front of us. And you've written for Ross and Aroon as well, Rosha, yes?
And Afric as well, yeah.
And Michelle Reid. They're three of the six.
Yeah.
And the directors include Una Murphy, Dan Colley and Jerry Stenbridge. And we know among the actors are Angus Og McAnally and, as I mentioned before, Keith Duffy, Sarah Green and Penny Dreadful stars Reeve Carney and Johnny Beauchamp. And that's just giving us a tiny rough idea. What do you expect people to take away from 24 hours, six plays? Because the audience only see, what, the last hour of that?
The last 2 hours, yeah, because there's a musical guest. So the show itself lasts about 2 hours total, yeah.
So what do you want them to take away from their evening?
Well, it's a celebration of theatre. You've got 60 people who have come together to celebrate theatre and celebrate the youth theatre. And I think that the atmosphere going on, what we've had over the last few years, the atmosphere is incredible. There's a lot of love in that room tonight. On Sunday night, not tonight. So really just take away that the value of people coming together and making theatre, I suppose.
All right, that's Philip McMahon, producer, writer Rosha Gowan and performer Angus Og McAnally talking to us about the 24-hour plays. Will be performed once this Sunday, February the 1st, at the Abbey Theatre. Tickets are €30, all in aid of Dublin Youth Theatre, and you can book at abbeytheatre.ie.